Damn. This is different. I'm not used to this on my own. So please bear with me. Welcome back to another episode of the Broke Boys. I'm Martin, and this is the Broke Boys podcast. I understand that according to the title that you guys have probably seen, you kind of know where this is going. So before we, you know, we jump into that topic and before we unveil a little bit more, let's go ahead and let's roll that intro.
We them broke boys from the hood. We on the missions understood. Won't catch us lacking, we that good. We always winning like we should. We flying high, we butterfly up to the sky. No way you catching us, goodbye. Pray to God we make it out alive. I'll never leave my dogs behind. We stick together like we signed. We shooting stars, one of a kind. We undefeated, just resigned. Money more lower than a bitch now.
All right. Welcome back to another episode. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation where we're at. It's a tough situation where I'm at. I wish there was an easier process to really talk about what has gone through these past, what we have gone through these past couple weeks. So for everybody that's wondering and asking the question is what's going on? Is my co-host Ramon is no longer going to be a part of the platform. He is currently going through a lot of situations and a lot of personal things. We talked, had a deep one-on-one to see what was going to happen, what was going on, what was going through his mind. And he chose that he has other priorities to deal with than to be continuing this platform. I, for one, understand what he's going through. We understand the severity of the situation that he is currently going through. I'm not really going to sugarcoat a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about, but that I can't, and I'm restricted to. So I'm just going to keep it as simple and as sweet as possible. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, bro. Thank you to Ramon for being a part of what we created. Like, this is the first thing that we made. And we had so many big ideas and so much vision that we believed on the platform. And it sucks that, you know, life happens and we won't be able to do that together. When it went sideways, and I know some of you probably seen the post of, like, you know, due to personal issues, there's not going to be an episode. This was like a while coming. I've known from the inconsistency, the him having to work around each other's schedule. I noticed a lot of things, a lot of changes. So I knew that it was just going to be one of those sit downs that we were going to be like, hey man, like, what's going on? Like, what are we doing? Because we have a dream, but yet we're not chasing our goals. We're not chasing, you know what I mean? So I had a feeling already, and it sucks that it had to be like this. It has to be like this. It sucks because this is not the way that we ever pictured us going out, and it's a tough situation to be in. I'm always going to support him, and he's told me he's always going to support the platform. He enjoys doing what we did, and that just because of unfortunate circumstances, that he just knows that there was just no going back. I respect the decision that he made. I'm not upset. I'm not hurt by it. When I talk about it to our people, they're upset about it, and I'm not. And the only reason why I'm not upset about it is because I have to respect the decision that he made, and he's happy that he made it. This is what he wanted to do. He had already made up his mind. I'm not the one to be telling you, like, oh, look, no, let me change your mind. No. You're your own person. You came up with that idea. You came up with that solution on your own, and if that's what you want to do, I'm happy for you. I'm always going to be rooting for you. And we kind of left it at that, because he even said, his words were, I'm always going to support you. I'm always going to support the platform, no matter what, because I am grateful for everything you've done for me. I'm grateful for everything that Ramon has brought into the table, the amount of sacrifices that we both made to accomplish these goals, accomplish these dreams. We were on top the end of last year. We were number one. And then we just slowly started decreasing and bouncing back because the inconsistency, or there was just things just weren't, the energy just wasn't there. And I noticed that the energy wasn't there either. I'm very observant. I pay attention to a lot of shit. So like, I knew that he was kind of checked out for a minute. I can't really say anything bad about Ramon, because through my darkest times and through my lowest points, he's been there for me more than anyone can know. And I wish it didn't have to come like that. I'm happy for the decision he made. I'm happy for him becoming his own person. At the end of the day, I'm always going to be on the sideline room for Ramon. This is the choices that he made. This is what he wants to do. He wants to pursue it. He has other priorities. Hey, I can respect it. I love you, bro. I appreciate everything that you've given us and everything that you've opened up about it on this platform. And I appreciate the wonderful memories. And I just want to say thank you to him. Thank you to Ramon. And thank you for the amount of times that we had to sacrifice and we had to deal with and we had to do all this stuff, man. Like, without that, bro, like, I can't believe it, you know? So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the memories that we made, being a part of this. I mean, at the end of the day, this was an idea that became a reality. And if it wasn't for each other's drive and each other's hunger and trying to pursue that, we probably wouldn't have made it. But we made it as far as we did. And in that short amount of time, I couldn't believe it. So I'm extremely, extremely grateful for everything that we have accomplished together and what we have worked on and what we have pushed through. I thank you, bro. I thank you. And I hope that the supporters and the fans can also say the same, to be grateful for the time that we had together. I wish you the best in your journey, and I wish you the best in your life, bro. I know that things have been hard and things are going to continue being hard, and I just wish nothing but the best. I wish you luck, and I wish you wellness. I wish you good health, and I just hope that you can continue thriving and becoming the person that you are, and I'm proud of the person that you're becoming. I'm proud of the person that you have chosen to be. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding. Thank you for being a part of me for so long and being there for me when I had nobody else in my corner, being there at my loneliest times. When everything happened, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I sat down and I low-key kind of spiraled in my own brain, because I didn't know, okay, fuck, how do I go from it? Do I figure everything out? Do I stop doing what I'm doing? I don't know. And there was a point in time that it crossed my mind where I was just like, I'm just going to delete the platform. I mean, there's nothing else that I can do. There's no way that I can carry it on by myself. And I wanted to. I wanted to just stop the platform and then figure it out on my own, or just continue on with life, whatever it is. Cat asked me that deep question. It was like, are you sure you want to stop what you spent so hard on building? And I was set with, like, it is what it is. If I'm going to stop it, I'm going to stop it. But then I looked back and I was just like, the amount of work that we put in and the amount of work then and pain and stress and being able to open my heart and be open-minded to a lot of conversations, to a lot of things that we talked about on this platform, like, I'm just going to throw it all away just for one thing. Nah, I'm not. I came to that realization that I'm not going to stop that. I can't stop this progress that we're going. I can't stop. Nah. At the end of the day, the Broke Boys representation has always been through every dark time, through every negative shit, you got to keep pushing through the positive and remind yourself where you come from and remind yourself why you're doing it. My why has always triumphed everything else. My why has always been the biggest purpose of my life. Why I get up in the morning, why I do what I do, why do I keep grinding, why do I... Once you find out what your why is, you can be unstoppable. And I did. A long time ago, I found what my why is, why I continue, what am I doing it for, who am I doing it for, all that. So this was just another event of you have to find your purpose. You have to find the good out of the negativity. And the good about all this negativity is that it feeds more into your hunger and it feeds more into your grind. And it's a gut feeling of mine of like, why stop? Continue going. Either sink or swim. So I'm going to continue swimming for us, for the platform, for everything. It's going to be hard. Luckily, I had a wonderful conversation with Jay Verde and Rockstar Turtle. We had a deep connection just to talk about and to everybody get on the same page. And I respect these guys. I love their loyalty and I love their the energy that they bring up. And they kept telling me like, nah, man, we came here knowing like that shit probably went sideways for you, but we couldn't let you fall. We're here to help you push forward and here to help you continue on. And that means a lot because I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue going. Whatever Ramon's going through, whatever Ramon has to deal with, I wish him nothing but the best. Thank you for the great times. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for being there when I had no one else in my corner. Without a doubt, I appreciate everything that we have done and everything that we have accomplished together. So for who knows, maybe he'll come back for an episode. Maybe he'll come back and just to see what's up or who knows. But as of right now, like for right now, I just wish him the best and I wish him nothing but positive vibes on his end. And I hope that he excels in a different level. He's always had that potential and I'm proud to say that he has great potential and he's going to figure it out and he's going to keep on going. And he's always going to have my support. He's always going to have my love. He's always going to have the brotherly bond that we got. And I wish him the best in his journey and the best in everything that he is going through. So thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for helping me create the Broke Boys. For the future, we didn't know if I was going to find another co-host, if I was going to figure something out. As of right now, if you guys are wondering who's going to replace Ramon, nobody's replacing Ramon. That's the reality. As far as I know right now, I am going to rock it solo. I'm going to continue pushing it solo. Luckily, I have a great producer, Kat, who's also going to be helping me push it and helping me, you know, figure things out. But that doesn't stop the grind. That doesn't stop anything that what I want to accomplish. Whether we have special guests every week and then having them, you know, just to be a part of it and being a part of the Broke Boys. I didn't want to change the name because that's what it symbolized. The platform is what we all went through, referring to me, Ramon, and everybody else. The representation of the Broke Boys is to be an impact to the community. And that will always stand on top of everything. So until I make an impact in the community or some sort of change, this platform is still going to be the same. This platform is still going to be going. Even if I reach the goal of being an impact in the world and being all that, that's it. All right, what's my next one? shoot for the stars, shoot for the skies, whatever it is. My drive does not change for any but anything or for anybody. I'm still concentrating. I'm still tunnel vision on this dream, on this goal that we have for the platform. So I love each and every single one of you guys. I love the supporters. I love the fans. A lot of people hit me up with positive messages. A lot of people have sent me great vibes. And a lot of people have been there for me in this difficult time. I didn't know what to do. I was lost. I was confused for a minute. And then I got locked back in. So still locked in. I'm still going to be pushing. That ain't going to change. So thank you to you guys for listening. Thank you for being here for another episode. We're going to resume every Sunday and Wednesday. New episodes. Stay tuned. You can go ahead and follow us on Instagram and TikTok @BrookBoys_FF. We love you guys. Thanks. Bye.